بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد باب الإسراء بالجنازة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أسرعوا بالجنازة فإن تكن صالحة فخير تقدمونها إليه وإن تكن سوى ذلك فشر تضعونه عن رقابكم متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم فخير تقدمونها عليه This chapter, the heading of which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has given, the chapter which pertains or deals to hastening with the janazah. We find that the mizaj and temperament of Shariat, of Deen, of Islam, when it there are certain things that we are advocated and advised that when you undertake certain things, then don't be hasty. Do it with soch, samajh kar, think, plan. In fact, there's a mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said that al-ujlatu min ash-shaytan, to hasten and do things, this is from shaytan. And to think and to plan and to consider your options, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there are other aspects or other things where the Shariat advises and in fact advocates that hasten, don't delay. For example, Salah, when its time has come, don't delay, read Salah immediately. Like partner of someone is found, then in the nikah or in proceeding with the marriage, don't delay. And amongst those things which the Shariat advocates and advises us not to delay is everything that has to do with janazah. When it comes to janazah, there will always be obstacles, there will always be options, which graveyard, what time, what has to be done with the burial, with the preparation, etc. Here, we'll see in all these riwayat that here the Shariat strongly encourages us, Isra, don't delay, do it as quickly as possible. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought the heading Isra bil janaza, hasten or don't delay when it comes to the janaza. But based on other riwayat, we find that this Isra is not only the janaza salah itself. Asri'u bil janaza, asri'u biha fi tajheeziha wa tashyi'iha wa dafniha. In other words, in the ghusl of the janaza, in the performing of the janaza salah, in the carrying of the janaza to the graveyard, in the burial of the janaza, in all these aspects, we find based on the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we should hasten, we should not delay. The psychology behind it, first basic psychology, is Allah Ta'ala has designed this body in such a way that if the body is not buried quickly, then we see physiologically the changes that start occurring. Negative smell, etc., that emanates from the body. This is something that naturally teaches us that this is something that should not be delayed. Secondly, we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the qiyamah of the mayyit begins at the time of maut, immediately when the soul or the ruh is leaving the body already. Malaika descend. If it is someone that has earned the pleasure or the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, then they address that ruh and that soul, abshiri, and kanat fil. They say to that ruh and that soul that you are a praiseworthy soul, a praiseworthy ruh, kanat fil jasadil hamid, you are in a beautiful and a praiseworthy body, abshiri, become happy now, bi rohin wa rehan. وَرَبِّنْ رَاضٍ عَنْكِ غَيْرِ غَضْبَانٍ, that Allah's mercy is waiting for you. Allah is waiting for you. Allah's malaika of rahmat and mercy have descended in your istiqbal to welcome you and to carry you to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, a'azanallahu minha, Allah protect us, some souls will be addressed, ayyatuha an-nafsul khabitha, kanat fil jasadil khabith, ukhruji wa abshiri bihamimin wa ghassaq, wa akhara min shaklihi azwaj, that oh khabith soul, you are in a khabith body, come out now, and know that what lies in front of you, bihamim wa ghassaq, wa akhara min shaklihi azwaj, the boiling water of Jahannam, ghassaq, the punishment of Jahannam, and different types of azab. The azab, in fact, starts from the qabr. Allah protect us. So we find that if we have to contextualize this, you are just given glad tidings. Something good is waiting for you. Allah is happy with you. Your qabr, a window to Jannat has been opened up in it. Your qabr will stretch as far as the eye can see. The beautiful fragrance of Jannah will be put into the qabr for you, if it is a person that pleased Allah Ta'ala. So this is something that causes anticipation. You are waiting, you are looking forward to it. In other words, don't delay. On the other hand, if it is something negative, if the azab or the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awaits the soul, and then we learn a principle in life. Anything that is khair and desired, hasten towards it. Anything that is negative and harmful, disassociate yourself from it. So this is someone, Allah protect us, who is earning the azab of Allah. So hasten, quickly hand him over to wherever he has to be handed over. You should not be associating too long with him. Why? Because we learn, when a person is living also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-maru ala deeni khalilihi, that a person will be on the deen, on the akhlaq, on the character of his close friend and associate. In other words, keep yourself as much as possible in good company. This we learn from hadith, the importance of good company is stressed to such an extent that in the case of a mayyit, where he has earned the azab of Allah and he has not pleased Allah Ta'ala, then even the corpse of that mayyit, spend as less time as possible with him. Dispose of it as quickly as possible. So coming to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reports, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, asri'u bil janaza, hasten with the janaza, don't delay with the janaza. As we mentioned, to reiterate, this refers to tajheezul janaza, preparing the janaza, tashyi'ul janaza, following the janaza, dafnul janaza, burying the janaza. A lot of times we find person passes away, some relative has gone overseas, somebody is in another province, then what happens? Unnecessarily we start delaying, waiting for this relative, waiting for that relative, waiting for this person. Within necessary or within reasonable constraints to delay a little bit, a few hours, there's no problem with that. But to unnecessarily delay, and then a lot of times we hear people rushing, driving late at night, taking unnecessary risks, weather sometimes is not good, and a lot of times, Allah protect us, in coming for a janazah, sometimes accidents, another janazah occurs, or in leaving from a janazah. None of this is advised in Shariat, and none of this is praiseworthy. Janazah, as we learn from these ahadith, everything associated with it, isra. More sawab is to hasten and not delay. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, asri'u bil janazah. Hasten with the janazah. In other words, every aspect of the janazah. فَإِن تَكُ صَالِحَةً, what is the psychology of it mentioned in this hadith? If the mayyit is salih, is someone who has pleased Allah Ta'ala, he has already received the glad tidings. So, فَخَيْرٌ تُقَدِّمُونَهَا إِلَيْهِ, you are rushing and carrying him towards something khair, good. He is anticipating, He is looking forward towards it. So don't delay. Hand him over to Allah's mercy as quickly as possible. And then we learn one nuance. What is the opposite of khair? Shar. In other words, khair is good, shar is evil. So, what it should have been, technically, the words of the hadith. إِن تَكُ صَالِحَةً If he is pious, فَخَيْرٌ Then you are taking him towards something good. Then it should have been, وَإِن تَكُ شَرًّا If he is shar, if he is evil, then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فَشَرٌ تَدَعُونَهَا عَنْ رِقَابِكُمْ You are getting rid of shar, of evil that you are carrying from your shoulders as quickly as possible. In other words, disassociate yourself with things that are negative. But in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't say, وَإِن تَكُ شَرًّا If he is someone evil. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَإِن تَكُ سِوَى ذَلِك سِوَى ذَلِك This is beautiful indication of the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Difficult for us to try and fully appreciate it if we don't understand the Arabic language. But I'm going to try and explain it. Sometimes you are saying something negative, but there is a diplomatic way of saying it. For example, they give this analogy, ulama give, that there was this one king. He had a dream. In that dream, all his teeth fell out. Now, according to the ulama that specialize in what we call tabiru ru'ya, interpretation of dreams, when your teeth fall out, this means that your close relatives, family members, some accident is going to happen or something is going to happen and they're going to pass away. This is what normally is the interpretation of this dream. So he called one advisor. I dreamt that all my teeth fell out. He said, no, this is very bad news. Your uncle, auntie, brothers, sisters, family, all are going to die very quickly. So this king becomes upset. In fact, he orders for this man to be punished. That if my family is going to die, why should you be happy? He becomes very upset. And then he sends for another interpreter that now come and interpret this dream. So this person obviously cannot lie in the interpretation. So he says, you know what, king, this is a very good dream you had. So what do you mean by that? That man said, all my relatives are going to die. So he said, no, this means that Allah is going to give you a very long life. You're going to outlive your entire family. This is what the dream means. Now both gave exactly the, if we analyze, the same interpretation. But one put it forward in a way that now this king became happy. This means basharat for him. I'm going to live a long life. So the nuance or the manner in which things are presented. Allah's Rasulullah is saying, hasten with the janazah. If it is somebody pious, then you are taking him towards good. وَإِن تَكُ سِوَى ذَلِكَ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't say that if he is shar or evil or disobedient, no. He says, if he is not pious, if he is besides that, then فَشَرٌ تَدَعُونَهَا عَنْ رِقَابِكُمْ This is some evil that you are removing, this is a burden that you are quickly removing from your shoulders. So we learn this, that in the manner in which you express things also, when something is negative, don't try and advertise or overemphasize that. Allah give us tawfiq.